This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. Who let this guy in here? What the hell's going on? Why am I here tonight? Oh, right, because Mark's not here. Tonight, I'll be your substitute, Mark. And our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. As in freedom, you can join the conversation. Take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever you'd like. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me, it's...
Speakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And we are here to talk about all sorts of things. We've got a lot of stuff queued up, but of course we will take your calls as well. We're going to kick this off with, and I can't help but laugh every time I read this, is this a joke? New York Governor Cuomo wins Emmy for his televised coronavirus briefings. Twitter meltdown ensues. This is an award reserved typically for, well, actors, right?
Well, that lets you know what politicians really are.
Actors and actresses.
It's ugly Hollywood. It really is.
I've mentioned this before on the air, and I think I mentioned it maybe even last night or last week to a caller, and I pointed out that politicians, if you look... particularly ones who are, presidents or heads of state, prime ministers, right? Usually the big cheese. They all have teleprompters. They have to go through rigorous makeup routine before they will appear on any television broadcast of any kind or video broadcast. It's an overproduced thing, the likes of which are only akin to Hollywood. And one of my pet peeves on this planet is people treating politicians as if they're celebrities, right? And they do this because they get the Hollywood treatment. They get the makeup, they get the television, they get the teleprompters, they have speech writers that are the greatest English writers that have ever existed. I don't know if that's true, but like they're pretty good writers who write their speeches for them. They stick to the talking points and like they rarely ever talk off the
cuff. I've seen people treat politicians as like demigods. I've never seen anybody treat them as celebrities. Maybe I...
I think that's hitting the nail right on the head there. I mean, celebrities and politicians are treated as mythic figures, really. I mean, we talk about the religion of the state, and,
yes,
and it's true. I mean, people have sacraments and rituals, the face diaper being the most popular current one.
Mm-hmm.
The state is really treated as the source of virtue and goodness in the world. If that was not a bad thing, it wouldn't be illegal, is mostly how people think. And these individuals really are deific figures to them. I mean, especially Trump, honestly. Like, the whole QAnon thing has been an absolute faith-powered movement.
Yeah.
But certainly not the only one. Everyone has their own special deities in their own world, but really that's how these people are treated.
Well, I was talking to some folks tonight at the governor's house. What you say? You were at the governor's house, Captain?
The governor's house?
The governor's house? Yes, I paid a visit to Snoo-Snoo, or Flununu, or however you say his name.
He prefers the term His Excellency.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And
so,
I prefer the term Our Bogusness.
I thought people were just making fun of him until I started reading the emergency orders, and he actually puts that on stuff.
Yeah, it's on the letterhead.
I thought it was a joke.
I mean, yes, we are making fun of him, but we're making fun of him for calling himself His Excellency.
I thought we were just being smart. Smart, Alex.
It is based in fact, right? He does write every executive order from the office of His Excellency, Governor Sununu. And he usually capitalizes it, too, like as if he's yelling at you, like,
yes,
you know, the internet.
Caps.
You know, all
His
caps.
Excellency!
It is horrific. But I was at his house. Why was I at his
governor.
House? Well, he didn't call me up and say, hey, Captain, come on over for a barbecue. Although we did roast him. That is true. There was a bit of a protest I believe, for what is the first time in New Hampshire that I'm aware of, where a protest was held at the governor's house. So a whole bunch of people, one article said more than 100 people. I counted 70 at one point myself. There was quite a few people showed up to tell the governor sort of what we think of his statewide mask mandate.
And I got to say, that's something that I've been pushing for a long time, because if you're going to do a protest, you have to make life uncomfortable for the people making these decisions that you actually want to affect. If you show up at the state house, he's not going to care. If you show up at his house, he might care.
I'll tell you what, his neighbors cared. One of them on one side came out and was quickly shot down by a bit of, I wouldn't call it yelling, but some loud talking about, hey, we're totally within our rights. You know, if you don't like it, F off, kind of a thing. And they certainly F off. So,
well, and that's the thing. Like, if you are upsetting his neighbors, you are making life less comfortable for his decisions for him.
But anyway, my point was not to talk about going to the governor's house, which we can certainly talk about. I'm happy to tell the tale of what happened and what went down there. But we were talking about religion, right? Because we're talking about the deification of these governors, these presidents, you know, as if they are some sort of deity.
Well, and it is very similar to the deification that people have for celebrities.
It is.
And I mean, if you...
That's what I mean by, like, getting the celebrity treatment. Like, I don't like to deify celebrities either, right? Whether they're sports people or actors or whatever. Yeah, they might be good at their particular craft, but that doesn't net them... So, you know, I'm not obliged to deify them in some way. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, you were on last night, and Jerome's just expecting that Ian knows who Trump's children are and which one is the one with peach fuzz or something like that. And that's the thing. People with celebrities and with politicians, especially the more... notorious ones, they treat them as if they're actually in their lives. Like, they know more about their families and what's going on in their lives than the people that they actually talk to.
Or their own lives, even. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, they know more about the lives of celebrities and politicians than they know about their own lives.
Well, so it makes sense to keep track of what politicians are doing, because what they do can actually affect you. It does not make sense to keep track of what actors are doing unless you're producing films.
I'm with you a bit, like, at least from our perspective, to keep track of politicians, but I don't really need to know, like, what school the youngest daughter goes to and when her birthday is. And,
that's more of a vague threat to me than, like, if someone posted where your kid goes to school... That seems more threatening than worshiping to me.
Well, right, but I'm making the comparison between the politicians and the celebrities, right? Because there are people who are obsessed with celebrities as well. And they know what school the daughter of that celebrity goes to and, you know, that kind of a thing. So people do the same thing to politicians. They treat the politicians and the celebrities in the same way, a way that to me feels ugly, and I believe that's what we're talking about, is this deification.
And sure, the personal life might be something that is worth looking at. If you know, after you've looked at policy, like after you've looked at, you, for example, tend to keep fairly well informed. So sure, after you've figured out what they're actually doing in their job, it might be useful to go, okay, well, is your son a crackhead?
Not necessarily, because, two examples, John McAfee and Joe Biden. Okay, so John McAfee, he might have really, really good policies, but if he's tripping on acid half the time, I still don't want that in a position of power. Joe Biden, if he's saying, I can manage this country, even if he had policies I agreed with, if all you could turn out for a son is a crackhead, like a pedophile crackhead, like you got a problem and I don't want you managing everything because this is your work product. So it is...
I would still take John McAfee on acid over Joe Biden on whatever is in
his place. I would vote against John McAfee in like a LP primary based on the fact that he's on too many different drugs.
Well, I think the three of us would agree that it's probably in our best interest to lead ourselves. Who needs a president? You need the governor. Do you
I don't have a big enough military to avoid that.
Their power grows from our attention. I mean, a big part of why Trump got elected is that the media could not stop broadcasting every single stupid, terrible thing that he did or said.
Well, he is an actor. He was acting. Genius. Thank you.
Look at all the free publicity he got. Millions of dollars worth.
There's another president in the past, in my life, who was also an actor. And, well, it seems a common thread, particularly with all the makeup and the teleprompters that I've mentioned already. It seems you must have a bit of acting talent in order to be president.
You mean he who calls himself the great communicator?
More Free Talk Live coming up, 855-450-3733.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Early Bitcoin wallets cashing in. Is Satoshi back? Investment expert Dr. Doom calls Bitcoin a store of value. Bitcoin Cash forks. Everything's fine. Bitcoin price surges above $18,000. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Free Bitcoin Cash when you download their wallet at bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. We've got some callers on hold. We'll get to you right away. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news on a slick and easy-to-use website. Visit Bitcoin.com. Let's go right away to your calls and thoughts. We have Brian calling from Washington. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, Brian. What's on your mind?
Okay, now I got a sign in front of me that says kids this time, so I don't use bad words.
Yes, please don't.
I sent you the website link on Twitch. We just held the Sasquatch Freedom Festival out here just south of Seattle. So it was a weekend-long event that was, maybe 10x times the governor's orders. Went in effect on Tuesday.
Congratulations on your civil disobedience.
Holy, yeah, it was crazy pulling it off. We don't want to talk about it a lot. So we used Freedom Cell Network. We used the Unloose the Goose group. An undisclosed location unless you were vetted and then, we only committed cryptographically. So, in the midst of a lockdown, you got to keep it on the down low till the first one's done.
You know, so. It's amazing to me, Brian, like how many freedom people have discovered that it is of the utmost importance to be sort of technologically savvy in order to be as free as you possibly can be. Do you find that to be the case?
Well, we didn't want to have to deal with any kind of state people. Right, because we were there to have a family event and a bonfire and grow networking and camp,
nice
play frisbee, all the crazy stuff that we do when we just be regular old humans. And it was a big agorist event, so there was a lot of trades for crypto, trades for all kinds of stuff. So we our little flag, there's a porcupine on there, is a hat tip to you guys back in New Hampshire. Little goose for the Unloose the Goose group.
Fantastic.
Threw a Sasquatch with the AR on there for ourselves.
So you said you need to keep things on the down low until the first one's through?
Yeah, it's called the Sasquatch Freedom Festival.
Gotcha.
For the Northwest, so we had a lot of Oregon folks. All over Washington, some Alaskans came down.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, the fact is we are in a war against human life. I mean, all of the things that make us human, throwing a frisbee, sitting around a campfire, there is a war against that right now. And when you are in a war, you have to make sure that your enemy doesn't have access to your communication.
Yeah, so we ran it as a decentralized festival, right? So nobody was really in charge.
Nice.
There wasn't a published location. The one really great thing was all the people with kids that were leaving, where they got to spend an actual day like running with dogs and, oh my God.
That's amazing.
I am so happy to hear that, Brian, and thank you for the call tonight. I love to hear that people are, I hate to say rebelling. Today I had the epiphany that just standing around and breathing air outside with other people without a mask on is now an act of civil disobedience.
Right.
Just existing otherwise normally.
Like, you don't even have to tell the truth to be to be an enemy of the state these days.
Yeah, it's bizarre, man. We live in a bizarro time. Let's continue on with, we have Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
guys. Well, there is some news to report.
Some what news?
I guess at NH.gov that you can now see some of the legislation that has been proposed for this coming session. And as usual, there are free staters prominently featured in this list who are trying to roll back the government. And the one I thought that immediately caught my eye was this one. There's no name for the bill yet. I guess it's just called 2021-0212 temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't been written up completely yet, but it's been submitted to be written up in more detail. And it says, quote, repealing the prohibition on armed civilian groups, unquote. And it was sponsored by Free Staters state reps Michael Yakubovich and Tony Lekas. So I'm not positive Lekas is a Free Stater, but I think Yakubovich is.
Okay, so I'm not originally from New Hampshire. I've only been here for a year and a half. Tell me about why you would repeal a prohibition against armed groups. Okay, that makes sense, I guess. So there is currently a prohibition against armed groups, militias, I assume?
I wasn't aware of one, actually, and I've lived here for 16 years. So
there is. They went way out of their way to not call it militias, because obviously there is a Second Amendment right to a militia, right?
Yeah.
It is illegal to have unofficial, I forgot the exact wording, but basically it's illegal to have unofficial military training or military, paramilitary groups and things like that.
Huh.
Which, there was some discussion as to whether or not that would ever hold up.
I was going to say,
it's not Boy Scouts anymore, but the Scouts is still around. They're a paramilitary group.
Well,
I don't think they teach you, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think they teach you, guerrilla warfare in the Scouts.
But they do say, paintball, for example, and I'm sure there's plenty of paintball in New Hampshire, isn't there?
They teach you...
Yeah.
Military strategy in paintball?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Paintball is like two groups of dudes who each are kind of pretending they're a military on a different side, and then they are armed with paintball guns, and they do military maneuvers in order to capture the other person's flag. So it's capture the flag, if you're familiar with that game.
If it was actually just paintball, I don't think that would ever hold up, but...
But they do train in military maneuvers, including handling of firearms, and also military maneuvers such as flanking and all that kind of stuff. So they certainly do. And, in fact, it's at least when I was in Washington State, the majority of paintballers that I was aware of were former military. So, guys who got out of the Army, Marines, et cetera, and so on, who still wanted to, use their military training in some way, shape, or form. And then eventually guys without military training would join their paintball group, et cetera, and so on. Dave, I know you have more to say. Do you want to hold on?
Oh, yes, sure.
Okay, we'll keep you over and get back to you after we come back. This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. I find it interesting that there is some sort of prohibition against organized military forces in New Hampshire. We'll have more coming up.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom at a discount. Go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipment of coronavirus vaccines could be coming by the middle of December. Pfizer applied Friday for an emergency use approval from the FDA for their vaccine. When it receives that approval, the shots could quickly be in the hands of states' health departments. Dr. Monsef Slaoui says vaccines could be on their way to states 24 hours after an approval is granted. The chief advisor for Operation Warp Speed tells NBC's Meet the Press that it will then be up to the states to decide who would be the first to be vaccinated.
Within 24 hours from the approval, vaccine will be moving and located in the areas where each state will have told us where they want the vaccine doses. And then it is each state that will decide specifically, based on the guidance from the ACIP and CDC, right, who they will vaccinate.
Coronavirus cases in the U.S. surpassed 12 million last week. This is USA Radio News. Israel has responded after a rocket attack from the Gaza Strip. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Israel says its military struck Hamas targets in Gaza in response to a rocket attack. The Israel Defense Forces on Sunday said the Israeli Air Force struck two rocket ammunition manufacturing sites, a military compound, and underground infrastructures. A rocket was fired at Israel from the Gaza Strip on Saturday evening, according to the Army. The Army statement gave no further details, but emergency services said they had no notifications of anyone wounded, and Israeli media said that the projectile fell on open ground. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And police in suburban Milwaukee are still looking for a suspect in a Friday shooting that wounded 8 people. The shooting occurred at a mall in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, and police say it was the result of an altercation. Witnesses say the shooter is a white male in his 20s or 30s, but police are still working to identify the suspect. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Start a whole band with like no instruments, but this, like the guitar, the rhythm guitar,
it's
like
called acapella,
and the bass player's all.
So you want an acapella rock band?
I do, right? But I want like I want mouth mimicking of the instruments.
You know, if they can do beatboxing on one style of music, then they should be able to do whatever that would be.
You get like a really good beatboxer, right? You know, some, and then the guitar and the bass, and then a singer would actually sing. That would be the only like resemblance to a real rock band, but like a whole rock band where nobody has any instruments, it's just a bunch of microphones in front of like 5 people or something.
You know, if you want to do ska, I've seen some people that do a good mouth trumpet.
Rusty trombone. Oh, where what kind of show are we listening to? Oh my gosh, what's going on? It is Free Talk Live. I forgot to mention that as we came back. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And we were talking about the statutes in New Hampshire that might have something to do with militias. Melanie, you have more.
Yeah, so RSA 111-15, entitled Armed Civilian Groups. No organization, society, club, post, order, league, or other combination of persons or civil group or any member thereof are authorized to assume any semblance of military organization or character by bearing or possessing rifles, pistols, sabers, clubs, or military weapons of any kind, or wearing a military uniform of any kind. A person violating any of these provisions of this section or taking part in such military organization shall be guilty of a misdemeanor if a natural person, or guilty of a felony if any other person.
Wow.
And any rifles, pistols, sabers, clubs, or other military weapons used in violation hereof shall be forfeited. And then this is weird. This section shall not apply to regularly constituted military units under the state or federal laws, and nothing in this section shall be construed as forbidding the possession and use of rifles for color guards or firing squad purposes or the wearing of uniforms of a military character, although that's heavily regulated by federal law.
Well, I think we get the point. And Dave in New Hampshire is still with us. And Dave, I'm sure you're listening to all of that. How does that pertain to what you were calling about?
Well, I mean, one of the free staters has proposed a bill that would repeal that bill that you just quoted, I think. That's the one they're referring to.
Okay,
and
all right.
The other thing is it's timely because I mean, right now we just got a reminder of why you need to be able to gather up 5 buddies or 10 buddies or whatnot and defend your neighborhood if need be. It's not like that wasn't needed recently, right?
Where would it have been needed?
Oh, well, you mean like defending the businesses that were being lit on fire recently?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was asking just, to have you give the answer, Dave, but that's okay. We have Peakless Mountaineer here to fill in the gaps for us.
Well, and that's such a weird thing, too, because, like, I can have a gun, you can have a gun, but we can't have guns.
Yeah, at what point do we become an organization? It's really broad, and what this is they tried really, really hard not to use the word militia. Because they knew they couldn't use the word militia.
Because that's specifically provided for under the Second Amendment.
So, Dave, do you think this repealing of this is going to go through, or is this something that the Free State has proposed and you're not feeling particularly good about?
You know, actually, this year it might have a good shot because all 3 branches are controlled by Republicans who I suspect would tend to lean in favor of something like this.
And the legislator right now is not the one pushing through all of the issues.
All right.
All of the issues?
All these, we're having a bunch of bad things happen right now from the state, but it's not the legislator doing it.
Oh,
so.
you're talking about the executive order. His Excellency.
The 75, whatever it is now, 80-something executive orders.
There is an obvious backlash in the legislature. You can just read it, and you can see it in these proposed bills. They're angry. Some of these bills have like 10 or 12 co-sponsors in there. But I'll call in separately about some of these other things they're trying to do to push back against the COVID restrictions.
I mean, they could end that easily because they could just repeal the statute authorizing executive orders.
Yeah.
Yep. Anything else tonight, Dave?
That's all.
All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. That's Dave Ridley from The Ridley Report, everybody. Go ahead and Google The Ridley Report and find out more about what Dave does, because he does some cool stuff.
And I'm glad to see the legislators pushing back because, those of us who went to social studies class learned that there were 3 different branches of government.
Didn't social studies and rebrand it something like they...
It used to be civics. Then it got rebranded as social studies. I didn't know if it got rebranded
it was
as something
else now, but okay.
It might be. I mean, because civics was far too dangerous.
Ironically, when I was going to public school, we called it socialist studies. That's how long ago I've been doing parodies. Right, like
that's accurate.
So,
but yeah, I mean, these are supposed to be different functions. Like we're supposed to have one set of people that make laws and a different set of people that carry them out.
Yeah, but I could talk a whole bunch about that. But first, let's go to Larry in Indiana. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, when you get a state of emergency like this so-called pandemic, which has already been acted out under Dark Winter back in 2002, here's what happens is the governor takes control over all law enforcement. He has unabridged authority over all policing in the state, so he can order any sheriff or anybody in that state to do what he wants to do. But what I'm concerned about now is after they've got us on the hook on the holidays, don't go to your gatherings, don't do anything. Wear a mask at your, if you have 2 people in your home, well, what they're going to say is you were disobedient. That's why we got this, huge, upbeat in cases. And what we're going to have to do now, and we're going to start with the homeless people, that we're going to test them now. And if we find one person among the group of homeless people that is testing positive, well, we're going to quarantine the whole group, right? So that,
yeah.
this emergency model, state model Health Powers Act provides for quarantine camps. So after the holidays, you're going to start hearing about quarantine camps. And what they're going to do is they're going to use it first to get the homeless people off the street, because it's going to be the middle of the winter,
yeah.
And they're going to be forcing them in. And also the tracking, that whenever you're in the presence of somebody who has had a positive test, they can lock you up or quarantine you for 14 days without notice. So
yeah, that's really interesting. That's really interesting, Larry. Yeah. I've pointed this out to people who mm-hmm. are so afraid of the pandemic, right? And I say to them, particularly in large cities, I'm from Seattle, I have some friends back there, and I go, have you seen a decrease in the homeless population? And they're like, well, no, actually there's more than there's ever been. I'm like, okay, where's the pandemic? Because if it was an actual pandemic, that homeless population would be hit hardest, because they don't have the protections that unhomeless people, or homed people, whatever the correct term for, the rest of us is, they don't have homes, they don't have a regular doctor, et cetera, and so on. So you would see a decrease in those populations instead of staying the same, or an increase.
Well, see, they don't care about those people because they already got them, right? They're trying to create more homeless so that they can say by trapping, you have been around somebody who is positive, so you got to do 14 days. Your boss is not going to like that. You're going to end up homeless. So they want more homeless people. I just think that there's a larger situation going on here. You guys may disagree with me, but they are trying to bring this country down without firing one shot. And when Biden gets in there, he's going to let it go to the extreme.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Larry. We do appreciate it. I kind of agree with Larry. I think there is a bigger agenda, only because it's not just here in the United States.
Well,
it's globally.
And I think there's going to be a lot more homeless people coming soon with all the lockdowns.
855-450-3733 is our number. You can join us. We'll talk more about this and some other stuff coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. I don't know why I'm talking like this all of a sudden. It must have been the mention of Doctor Who while you guys were listening to our sponsors. Must have been.
Yeah, we were talking about totalitarian governments, and there's an episode where they sort of handle that one in the old David Tennant.
Yes. Doctor Who, the longest-running science fiction series of all time. That's pretty impressive. At any rate, this is Free Talk Live. We are a bunch of nerds, or at least I am anyway. I don't know about you. Our toll-free number, if you'd like to join us, is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Joining you, or me, or us in the studio, it's...
Bakeless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And I am your host, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass. I'm a man of many titles, so it seems. And you can join us. We're going to go straight away to Eric in Pennsylvania. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind tonight?
These lockdowns are getting ridiculous, you know? Pretty soon they're going to say...
Amen, brother.
They're pretty soon they're going to say, freeze, drop the turkey. That's an illegal turkey. Or freeze, drop the Christmas gift, because we can't have Christmas, camp Thanksgiving, you know?
You can't have a turkey that serves more than 10 people.
Yeah, I do wonder if they're going to lock down harder on Christmas than they did on Thanksgiving, because there's so little pushback on this.
Yeah, it's going to be like, that's an illegal Christmas tree, huh? Right?
Right.
And with this COVID-19 vaccine, it could be the mark of the beast. And I'm not going to be a guinea pig for vaccines. I was in the military, and I took a vaccine, and they screwed me up already, you know, and messed me up, you know.
Yeah, and we've covered it here that they have done a lot to, like, strip away what few amounts of, accountability for the vaccine makers we had. I mean, there's not much at all, and they stripped those away for this one.
At this point, like, I am somebody who, if there's a vaccine for a thing, I'm going to go get it. There's ones that exist they told me I can't have. Because I asked, but I'm about to not get this one just out of spite. Like, even after it is fully developed, like, just out of spite, I'm going to be like, no. It's like, you didn't start with this. You started with take my job away, so, like, I guess you can deal with it.
Are you going to get the vaccine, Eric?
Probably not. And another thing, these lockdowns, you see, Governor Newsom locked down California. The governor of Pennsylvania here, Tom Wirth, wants to lock down Pennsylvania, and Governor Cuomo will probably lock down New York, you know?
Oh, you know it. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Eric. We appreciate it. Yeah, the lockdowns are insane, and we'll talk more about that. But I wanted to tell you that I know you've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you've wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or stake Divi so that you can begin earning Divi right now. Ian Freeman says, setting up a Divi masternode was super easy, and staking was even easier. We are not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we think you will be impressed with your earning potential with a Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. If you need help, there is a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org.
I wonder if we're going to be headed for a national lockdown once Biden gets in, assuming that happens.
Well, he's already said that he will call for a mask mandate nationwide.
So a mask mandate, and I wonder if he's going to couple it with a lockdown to just, you know, destroy everything.
Well, I don't see why not, specifically because we seem to see most of the governors calling for statewide mask mandates. I mean, New Hampshire was one of the last ones where it wasn't a statewide thing. It was up to each individual city and that kind of a thing to do or not do, whatever they did. And there wasn't a whole lot of it as far as the mandates were concerned. There are plenty of people masking up because they're afraid, but it wasn't mandated up until recently.
By all means, if you're concerned, go ahead. Just don't make me do it.
Right. Yeah, one of the things that bothers me the most is that for the first time, otherwise healthy, normal people are being treated as if they're sick.
And I mean, look, honestly, I hate these things more than most people, and I would still probably wear one if I started coughing around. Like, just to put people at ease, honestly. But I'm not. I'm not coughing. I'm healthy. You don't treat people that are healthy the same way you treat people that are sick.
Did either of you wear a mask ever before, say, March of this year?
As a kid at Mardi Gras, but that's a totally different thing.
Okay. So,
so basically, no.
So, through all of the other, we'll call them biological threats that have been presented to us by, we'll say the media, for example, SARS and swine flu and pig flu or whatever the other flu, the bird flus and the avian and the H1N1 and all that stuff. Through all of that.
Never in my life.
No.
No. Now, I know that there was some historical reference to, like, the Spanish flu,
mm-hmm.
where there was some masking going on. There was something called, I think it was called, like, the Anti-Mask League or something along those lines. I think there was a band called the Anti-Mask League that was named after the Anti-Mask League of the Spanish flu. But that was, like, the only time in history I can find where, like, folks were, like, donning the masks because they thought it might help. But even the science back then was like, it didn't really help.
And it doesn't.
Oh, we've covered that. By and large.
But, I mean, that, like we were talking earlier about how politicians aren't human beings in the minds of most people. They are godlike figures. They are these demi-deific things. And
it's worse
in the
than
same
that,
way,
Peakless. It's worse than that. They're actors.
Well, we knew that. But that's the thing. In the same way, these masks are, they are exactly like crossing yourself. It's a religious ritual that people do in order to attempt to protect themselves. Like, there's no mechanism, there's no scientific...
The people do in the...
Exactly.
I got you.
Except that there's no medical downsides to that. Like, it's not going to do anything, but it's
yeah, there's
not
also no laws requiring
you.
Me to do it.
Is that gentrification? Is that? No, I think that's a genuflection. That's
genuflection,
that's, yeah.
Yeah,
that's the word I'm thinking of.
But yeah, I mean, it really is the same as if there was a nationwide or statewide mandate that everyone must cross themselves X number of times a day.
Five Hail Marys, you're good to go.
Right, exactly. Like a state mandate that everyone must say five Hail Marys per month or what have you.
All right, so speaking of politicians being actors, we started off the first segment of the show with this article. It's coming to you from RT.com. Is this a joke? New York Governor Cuomo wins Emmy for his televised Coronas briefings. Twitter meltdown ensues. Twitter has popped a fuse after learning that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will receive an Emmy for his televised coronavirus briefings, pointing to his state's high death toll and Cuomo's spotty record on transparency. The Democrat was selected for the honor usually reserved for individuals in the television industry, quote, in recognition of his leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic and his masterful use of TV to inform and calm people around the world, unquote.
And I got to admit, he did a masterful job. I mean, he made a book off of this thing. Like, he had the, like, if you look at a map of the lethality of this thing, like, there's, it's sort of pink everywhere and just dark, dark red in New York.
Well, like, isn't that they sent a bunch of infected people into the old folks' home?
Yeah, exactly. And New York City, like, if you take the top five
population cities in the world,
like, add them all together, they still don't even start to touch what happened in New York, and he gets awards for this.
Yeah,
he sells a book for this. He gets reelected. I mean, you gotta give the devil his due. He is doing an amazing job of BSing us.
I have so many problems with this quote. In recognition of his leadership, first of all, politicians are not leaders. If you follow them as a leader, then there's something wrong with you. If you need a leader, there are plenty of other people in the world who you could follow that are far superior human beings to politicians. His masterful use of TV, perhaps, to inform and calm people around the world?
Well, when I say inform, I mean that I'm going to take my form and put it in you.
Well, if Sununu is the governor of Mass, then I guess Cuomo can be the governor of the world.
You mean New Hampshire? Sununu?
No, he is under the impression that he's the governor of Mass.
Oh, that's true.
He does.
He is acting like a masshole.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah,
not even just his behavior in general, but he's even said, you know, I'm gonna do what they do, and
yeah, we've been mostly lockstep with him.
What they want, it's like, well, you don't work for them.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Like, you go live in Mass if that's what you want to do. But
yeah, the statewide mask mandate was one of the only things that they did that we didn't, and nope.
Sununu has gone full derp. That's disappointing. I was not aware that he was out to, and he's being led himself then. So he's not even being a leader. He's just copying what other people do, and other people are going, oh, thank you, fearless leader. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.